We have seen an incredible loss of life on our roads over the last few days, never mind over the last year. Can you let me know if you intend to set a road death reduction target for phase two of Vision Zero, and if you'll make a statement on the matter?
Minister.
Grimagat, Cathaoirleach, and thank you, Deputy Whitmore. And like you, can I just say that we have seen an incredible loss of life this week and in the last number of years on roads, and our thoughts this morning are with the people who've died and injured and the families, and everything that we say, Cathaoirleach members, is couched in that tragedy and loss of life. And thank you for your question. It's a very important one. Government is, as you know, prioritised phase two of Vision Zero. The government's current road safety strategy has the target of halving deaths and serious injuries on roads this decade, or no more than 72 deaths by 2030. Achieving this reduction based on an annual straight line projection, the phase one action plan published in 2021, noted that deaths in 2024 would have to be no higher than 122, and regrettably, we saw 171 road deaths in 2024. Any death, Cathaoirleach and members, on our roads is one too many, and behind that death is a family, is a loved one, is a friend, is a community where lives are being irreparably damaged by the loss of a loved one. And obviously, we are all working collectively and collaboratively to ensure that our roads are safer. And you look at the people who have life-altering injuries from a road traffic collision, and for this reason, and these reasons, the only acceptable long-term target, Deputy Whitmore, for road deaths and injuries is Vision Zero, and government remains committed to this goal. Achieving our 2030 targets will require even greater efforts and a steeper rate of decline during phase two and phase three. I think it's imperative that we address the upward trend of recent years in the first instance. And in that context, Minister Kenny and Minister O'Brien and I do not believe it would be helpful to set a specific target for next year when we already have a clear objective for 2030. A range of important works is already underway across a variety of bodies and stakeholders to restore our long-term road safety progress. And we made huge progress on our annual road deaths, which saw significant, and I conclude this, fall. But I'm very conscious that today there are families bereaved and people injured, and everything that we do from a department we will do to ensure that our roads are safe.
Thank you. Deputy.
Thank you, Minister. And it seems that every day, every second day when we wake up, there is the most tragic news that another person has lost their lives on our road. And each of those lives lost, they are avoidable. They are avoidable. And I would imagine the worst thing possible for any family is to get that call or that knock on the door to let them know that their loved one has lost their lives. And I think, for me, it just feels that it's getting worse and worse. It seems that we're hearing of more people and more young people. We had, unfortunately, another two young lives lost in Donegal, and my condolences to their family. But we already this year have had 25 people lose their lives on our roads. Six of them were teenagers. And so I think we need to hear from you as to what you're going to do to address that loss of life. This is within your remit. You have set a plan to have zero deaths on our roads. We are so far away from that.
Thank you.
So can you please tell us what you're going to
do? Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Sure, thank you. And Deputy Minister Kenny, who's responsible for road safety, sends his apologies, he can't be here today. He has engaged, as is Minister Brown and I, in a variety of areas. Public awareness campaigns have been taking place by the RSA. We've seen a number of significant national campaigns initiated by them in terms of speed, in terms of drug driving, in terms of the whole piece around that road safety campaign in relation to e-scooters, in relation to motorcyclists, I think that, and road behaviour. And I think if I can make a generic point, Deputy Whitmore, and I share your concerns, we must look at, in the round, and if, I think we need to have an honest conversation around driver behaviour. We now live in a shared space and the road, and it's not the preserve of one entity or one group, it's all of us. And we have an obligation, responsibility. And what I mean by that is, and I'm not in any way casting dispersion on anybody here, because we all know people who've been injured or killed on our roads. We must look at the piece around enforcement, the piece around behaviour, and in particular, I conclude in this, let's just reflect upon speed, the use of drugs, the use of mobile phones, and I think you'll find, and I'll happily work with you as with Minister Brian, Minister Kenny, on achieving outcome for all of us, because we all use the road and we all see the behaviour. And I think we, equally with the RSA and the department, are putting pressure on them to work and engage in campaigns. Sorry, and I'll come back again to the supplementary.
Deputy.
Look, there absolutely is no single panacea to this. There's a lot of things, and you're right, driver behaviour is one of them. But the reality is drivers will behave in a way that they, you know, we've seen it. You know, there's some driver behaviour is very, very poor. And unless there is enforcement, unless there is a fear of being caught for the behaviour on the road, that behaviour will continue. It absolutely will continue. And I think, you know, yes, there are a lot of things and a lot of actions that need to happen, but the absolute priority here is enforcement. And to be honest, Minister, you barely mentioned enforcement in your response. So I think, you know, we absolutely need to ensure that we have the Garda numbers in the roads policing unit. And what we have seen over the last number of years is a 40% reduction in the roads policing unit. So can you let me know, what conversations have you had with the Minister for Justice in dealing with that particular issue? Because that is the crux of this. And until we get enforcement right, we're going to still see an increase in these absolutely tragic deaths on our roads.
Thanks, Deputy. Thank you. And actually, so enforcement is very important. But enforcement, you can't have a guard at every street corner, every junction, and every, as I think you'd accept. And we must, and we are using technology, and we are using speed vans, and we are using average speed camera zones, and we're increasing them, and we've invested as a department in the Safe Routes to School programme, around our schools as an example, and we have seen an increase in the Garda road in terms of enforcement. Just yesterday morning I was driving in here, and there was a Garda Síochána checkpoint on Mount Street at 7:45 in the morning, which I think is very welcome. But for me, Deputy, and I take your point, and I'll happily work with you genuinely in this, the state and we as a department working with the RSA and the Garda Síochána will do whatever we can. But there does come a point where we have to look at and talk to ourselves about personal responsibility and look at the figures around the increase in drink driving and drug driving. And I don't understand, in 2026, how any person can sit behind the wheel of a car, a lorry or a motorbike and have excessive amounts of alcohol and drugs on them. I'm not sure, did you see the RTE documentary 2 weeks ago where this very brave family is affected by a road traffic accident in County Waterford spoke. The bereaved family of a young son and the family affected in the accident. It was powerful. I want to commend those families for taking part. But with that comes responsibility. We will do what we can. And I take your point about enforcement, and we must embrace modern technology too. And then the question is, will we see an avalanche of complaints that we're using new technology by certain people? I don't know. I hope we won't. But I will work with you, Deputy, and thank you, because it is a very important matter. And I think you and I will both agree on this. This morning, as we speak here, there are families in mourning, and they're at the back and in front of our minds.
Thank you.